music. Shall we play a song? Is that what you're saying?
We could play a song.
Beards happening right now. Let's try this again.
time to play Lizzie Joel's favorite game, Apple Roulette. We're pressing the power button. We're pressing the power button. Do we have white screen? Do we have white screen? We have white screen! Apple, apple, apple. We're waiting for the apple. The apple has shown up, ladies and gentlemen. Now we go for the spiral. Does she get a spiral? Does she get a spiral? Is the computer loaded? The computer is loading, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're spiraling. We're spiraling. We're going to get blue screen. Everyone look for blue screen. I'd like to call in. The number is 413-559-6766, but the phone might not work because Greg Larson's coming in later with the Facebook. By the way, the year has new signers. It is Greg Larson, Carson something last name, and Michael Cabafaro. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Cabafaro is a sexy beast, and he is now in the Star Fox 64 play directed by yours truly, opening May 3rd and 4th in the EDH main stage. All come, we are still spiraling, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, this is amazing. This is a long spiral. If you'd like to get involved in the year, you should get on your stuff. We might have to listen to Miss Piggy's Aerobeak Exercise Workout album. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just found Miss Piggy's Aerobeak Exercise Workout album. America's most talented and glamorous superstar shows you how to keep fit and stay slim and trim with a few minutes of daily dance improvements. So simple, you can actually perform some of them in your sleep. I found a record in here with Miss Piggy, and I think it's a dance record. But the descriptions are no lifting heavy things, no boring calisthenics, no getting out of breath, no messing up your clothes, no dippy double talk from know-it-alls, no smarty pants lectures on bad foods, no brain numbifying instructions. Oh, we got blue screen before you can begin. No feeling like a wet noodle after you have finished. And the moves include the banana split, sitting in place, exercising your rights, and the frog. This would be entertaining. Has anybody opened this yet? I think this is... Oh, no, it's been open. Miss Piggy's Aerobeak Exercise. What's that all? But wait, there's more. Using a remarkable aerobic approach based in part on the writings of the great Chinese sage Mushu, Miss Piggy helps you bring out the beautiful inner Wu. Here are just a few of her revolutionary thoughts on diet and exercise. Everyone, this is from Miss Piggy. Breathing properly is important, but where you breathe is important too. Do not breathe under the sink or in the back of the closet near the mothballs. Sadly, many people believe that to be effective, exercise must hurt fooey. That is saying that you will not enjoy your ice cream unless you get an ice cream headache. Watch what you eat very carefully. If it moves or makes a funny noise, send it back. Always dress stylishly when you work out. Remember, the most difficult exercise is the exercise of good taste. Moi does not think that people should stand on their ears or twist themselves into pretzels. It will just make you dizzy, and if you are not careful, you could end up having a terrible posture problem like the lunchbox of Notre Dame. That's not even a funny one. God. I'm gonna see if I can plug this one in. Side one, we have stereo warm-up, snackercise, lift the one you love, exercise your right, and dream dancing. On side two, we have la vie aerobique, sit down, breathe easy, a little shin music, aerobics made simple, and awful. That's interesting. I'm gonna see if I can plug this in. Hold on just a minute. In the meantime, we will listen to some back editions of Michael Capodavero's sexy voice.
He makes music, like most artists. And yesterday he came out with Man in the Moon 2, Men On, not Men In, The Legend of Mr. Rager. You should all check it out. He dropped his new album yesterday, and then he picked it up and put it on the shelves of your local music store. So you should all go buy his CD, because you may enjoy
yes.
it.
Yes, I, or just pay Ryan and I for something. Just give us money. Just give us your money, please.
Just give us some money and we might burn you a pirated version. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Whoa, you're going to get us canceled. If we can get canceled.
Ha ha. It's not possible.
If anybody's listening out there. Oh.
Your parents aren't listening.
Okay.
This is growing. Anyway, last week we played Erase Me from Kid Cudi's new album. This week we're going to play some old Kid Cudi because that's what I feel like doing. And you can't tell me not to because I'm in the yurt and not you.
I'm in the yurt.
You understand?
I'm in the yurt, Ryan. I'll fight you.
You won't let me play old Kid Cudi?
But first I have to say one thing to our listeners. I think we owe something to our listeners, Ryan.
What do we owe our listeners?
We owe our thanks, I think.
They owe us their thanks.
What?
We've been doing this show for about 2 months? I don't know.
This is our eighth episode.
8 episodes. That's 2 months. 4 weeks in a month. That's 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Send us money because we do this for free.
Or you can have my thanks because this is for you, audience.
Without you,
I'd be
Mike,
nothing.
Mike, he's crying again.
I just want to make you laugh, audience. I just want.
Mike, you're okay.
It's sincere. Okay. From the top of my heart.
You're okay. You're all right.
Because it's fresh up there.
You're okay. You're fine.
Oh, you've seen that video?
Yes, I've seen it.
You've seen the video?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's great. Everyone, if you're on YouTube, as well as the yurt, look up, what's it called?
I don't know. I love in my entire house.
Ha ha! Your house.
Exercises. You should take lots of teensy baby-like bites instead of a few huge ones. Okay, everyone, let's snack-cercise!
Snack-cercise! The world is yours to take snack-cercise! And life's a piece of cake. Get in the mood. Get the right kind of food.
Go to your refrigerator and get your exercise equipment.
Snack-cercise. You're gonna feel so fine. Snack-cercise. It's milk and honey time.
Don't you be shy. Get the chocolate cream pie.
And snack-cercise.
Let's start the huge jelly rolls. Remember, use just the thumb and the forefinger and keep that pinky straight. Mm-hmm. All right. Chin up, back straight, raise the roll, take a bite and chew it, chew it, chew it, chew it, swallow. Deep breath and take a bite and chew, 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 swallow. And finger lick.
Snack-cercise. Bring on that tray of hors d'oeuvres.
Snack-cercise. And watch him shape a pose.
Try it on, baby. Make a lemon souffle. And snack-cercise.
Let us now do with you. Here we go. Grab the cone, elbow out, lift it up, and take a lick, take a lick, take a lick. Smack your lips, lick your lips, and napkin dab. Very good. Lick one, lick two, lick three, lick four, lip smack, lick, lick, napkin dab. Now, faster. Lick one, lick two, lick three, lick four, lip smack, lick, lick, lick. Some banana splits. Press the spoon, lift the dish, dip the spoon, take a scoop, slurp it up, lick the spoon, knock and dab. And press the spoon, lift the dish, dip the spoon, take a scoop, slurp it up, lick the spoon, and knock and dab, and knock and dab.
Make every day a fantastic buffet and snack-cercise.
All this snack-cercising is making me hungry. So, let's work out on the candy bars. For the best results, pick one with plenty of gooey goodies inside. Ready? Remove the wrapper, raise the candy, and take a bite.
stupid. I apologize, everyone, but we're going to have to go back to Miss Piggy's aerobic exercise workout album. We just listened to Snacker Size. I think next we will try to find a little shin music. We might as well just do this.
The curve. inappropriate person I could think of. And now, speaking of raunchy, I have the raunchiest record I have found in the year thus far.
What is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us. To wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word: victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival. After the end of the World War of 1914, there was a deep conviction and almost universal hope that peace would reign in the world. The phrase, the war to end war, was on every lip, and measures had been taken to turn it into reality. Instead, a gaping void was opened in the national life of the German people, and into that void, after a pause, there strode a maniac of ferocious genius, the repository and expression of the most virulent hatreds that have ever corroded the human breast. Corporal Hitler. In the Second World War, every bond between man and man was to perish. Crimes were committed by the Germans under the Hitlerite domination to which they allowed themselves to be subjected, which find no equal in scale and wickedness. The hideous process of bombarding open cities from the air, once started by the Germans, was repaid 20-fold by the ever-mounting power of the Allies and found its culmination in the use of the atomic bomb which obliterated Hiroshima and Nagasaki. One day in 1937, I had a meeting with Herr von Ribbentrop, German ambassador to Britain. There was a large map on the wall, and the ambassador several times led me to it to illustrate his project. After hearing all this, I said at once that I was sure the British government would not agree to give Germany a free hand in Eastern Europe. We were actually standing before the map when I said this. Ribbentrop turned abruptly away. He then said, "In that case, war is inevitable. There is no way out. The Führer is resolved. Nothing will stop him, and nothing will stop us." We then returned to our chairs. I was only a private member of Parliament, but of some prominence. I thought it right to say to the German ambassador, in fact, I remember the words well, "When you talk of war, which no doubt would be general war, you must not underrate England. She is a curious country, and few foreigners can understand her mind. Do not judge by the attitude of the present administration. Once a great cause is presented to the people, all kinds of unexpected actions might be taken by this very government and by the British nation." And I repeat it. Do not underrate England. She is very clever. If you plunge us all into another great war, she will bring the whole world against you, like last time. At this, the ambassador rose in heat and said, "Ah, England may be very clever, but this time she will not bring the world against Germany."
Quite enough of that, I must say. Now for this next record, I would just like to start off by saying that the other night for class, I had to watch a gem of a film. trilogy where Mad Max finds an apocalyptic world called Bartertown run by none other than Tina Turner in a mesh dress. And I would just like to say that the album art on this beautiful record is very reminiscent of Mad Max, in that it's got a man very scantily clothed with a woman who is also very scantily clothed, and they look like they are living amongst skulls and animal pelts. Oh, and his guitar is an axe with blood on it, which I think is just really classy. So, as a testament to Mad Max, Beyond Thunderdome, I will put one record in, and one record will come out. Which is not exactly how it goes. It's two men enter, one man leaves. But I think I'm going to go with the track entitled Dance With Me. By none other than Rick James. We'll be right back. Led Zeppelin album with not one, but two records in it. Two records enter, one record leaves. So it's the choice between Led Zeppelin and Mystery CD Christmas with Woody the Woodchuck. Now, given the circumstances, I think it's obvious which one I'm going to choose.
Yeah. sun is shining, the clouds are blue rolling by. With flames from the dragon of darkness, the sunlight climbs his
quite enough information. much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. Said your mother told me all that I could give you was a reputation. Only